welcome to another edition of the Cooley with Us Podcast Show. Audience around the world, including all the new states that join me, all the new countries that join me. Thank you. Love you all, everyone around the country, all the countries. Love you. Tell your friends and family. What's the best of 2022 from all my community listeners? Love y'all all. All my brothers and sisters, don't care where you're from, who you're from, or who you are, what country you're from, right? Especially the Star Trek community, and the Star Wars community, and the Donald Trump community. Not so much, but we love you. Out of blue states, but I see some red states doing. And I do love you. I'm okay with your Donald Trump thing. I love you. I'm an independent. I don't really care about Donald Trump or independent Democrat. I'm an independent man. Whoever do what they do, just do what they do. It's running the damn country to stop acting like children, both sides. Mean that I'm watching, and there's some people trying to stop black people and everybody stop from voting. That's wrong. 60 and 50 people die for that. Everybody should have a chance to vote. When a woman gets raped, you're black, 1960s and 50s, people didn't have the chance to vote. They didn't have the chance to vote. Voting laws is in jeopardy. Abortion in jeopardy. I don't really want to live in Texas right now and have a wife and say, and then she decided that she don't want to have the kid. She wouldn't have no choice now. You know? And it's very wrong. It's very wrong for the female. I mean, it's deadly wrong. So anybody in Dallas, Texas, or Texas, around Texas, tell the government, tell your state government, it's wrong. Especially that governor. We heard a lot of things about him. He need to step down, too. The governor of New York need to step down. The governor of Texas need to step down. But I hope one day, Texas would turn blue or stay red. I don't really care. But with all my African Americans and Hispanics and Mexicans and all that who live down there, y'all need to start treating them with equal rights. Right? I know you cowboys and you want to keep your cowboy condition and all that crazy stuff. But everybody who lives there is equal. Everyone who live there, pay their half, who work hard, who go to work, living paycheck to paycheck. It's like any other state. All right? And that's black crime and it's white crime. All right? It's more white serial killers than it is white black killers. We got more white crazy killers. Just put it like that, crazy killers. And we do have black killers. Serial killers. How many serial killers you think it is as black? We do have some. But I'm just saying, people. I don't care where you at. It's going to be crime. That's why you got police. You're from a small town or a large town or a big city. That's why you got little town sheriffs. Big town sheriff or many town sheriffs. Some towns don't even have a detective. I mean, some towns across the country don't have detectives. They never deal. They don't know how to deal with crime. They have to bring in the state police. And I believe that's where some people is going to try to hide. I mean, some towns across this country only have 1,500 people, 1,000 people. Some have 900 to 800 people. In a small community, everybody know each other. When you live in a big city like Dallas or Phoenix or Nevada, I mean, Las Vegas and Los Angeles, Seattle, Baltimore, Chicago, so on. You're going to have that when you mix people up. And I'm sorry to say that I just hope from all the big cities that crime will go down. Because it was a terrible year here in Baltimore. It was a terrible year. And it was really hard on the police officers. And I know some of the good police officers had to go home and deal with this every day. They had to go, they got to deal with this. I just wish that people realize how important life is. And just try to bring this year into a good start. Right, stop right now. It's January the 1st. We are deeply in the new year now. We are in the evening time here on the East Coast. So we are deeply in the new year. We are almost 24 hours in the new year. I mean, I was up watching the new year come in, but I went back to sleep and slept real good. I just woke up. It was like 1:48 p.m. when I woke up. But I was up mostly the night. Bringing in the new year. And you heard my message to everyone. And once again, thank you. And everyone, please leave a like if you like the show. Because whoever liked Fight Fail was about a show about nothing. This is the same thing. This is a podcast about nothing. We talk about the supernatural, UFOs, Ranch, Shadow Ranch. It is an area out in Arizona called Shadow Ranch. The Shadow People. I mean, we definitely want to talk about the Shadow People. It was on with that show called Ancient Aliens last night, and I was watching it. The Shadow People with Shadow Ranch, and. You go, I think it's in Arizona or New Mexico. You go down, they have reports of people chasing them. And these people, some believe that these people are UFOs. And you got people that say, right here in Baltimore, I mean, Alien Kong. Anybody know about Alien Kong? Alien Kong is where they... And, 2018, they had Alien Kong, and a lot of people who was abducted by UFOs came down here to the convention center, right here in Baltimore, and they was talking about it. Ancient aliens came down here, and they actually got people together in the convention center down here in Baltimore, that we call Alien Kong. I think that's the only convention they have. I don't know why they have Comet Kong down here, or Star Trek convention, Star Wars convention, but Alien Kong was here. No one, I didn't hear about it because, you know, but I don't know why none of the other conventions come here. Because once again, this is a great city, And we need Star Trek and Star Wars conventions here. So anybody from Disney and Paramount who do the conventions, please come here in Baltimore. All right? We got a big, lovable convention center. And we would love to have you to do a convention here at least once a year. Okay? We got huge Star Wars and Star Trek fans. You can have it together, Star Wars and Star Trek convention. I bet that convention will pack. It will pack in 1 hour. You will sell tickets probably in 5-10 minutes. It will be like a Michael Jackson New Kids on the Block concert. You probably have people lined up. You probably have to come back and do it 2 or 3 more days. I mean, if you do it, you know, just come to Baltimore and do it. You know, you got fans here too. Not only in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Nevada. You got fans here on the East Coast, in Pennsylvania and all. And I'm sure Virginia, West Virginia, and North Carolina, South Carolina. And I'm sure people will come here, right here on the East Coast, in Baltimore. You know? And the reason I said that, because I would love people to come to our city. To bring back the good old days. Feel the Inner Harbor in the summer. See a lot of people down there shopping and just having a good time. You know, filling the hotels up. I mean, we got to get this city back on the road, Mayor. And gonna, so try to get those conventions here. Right? Especially the science fiction conventions. You will get people here if you get those conventions here. Okay? I mean, put it on your list. You will get people here. You really need it, you know. You really need it. People is tired of turning on the news, Mayor, Governor, and seeing 300 and something bodies, 400 and something bodies in Baltimore, murders in Baltimore. Tired of hearing. We want to hear something good in our town. In our town of great Baltimore, one of the greatest cities in the galaxy, in the universe. Okay? I would believe if we get visited by aliens, this is the first place people will come, Baltimore. This is the first place they will visit, Baltimore, Maryland. Because we're right by Washington, D.C., so they're going to grocery. So, right here at the convention center. You know, they're going to love crab cakes and stuff like that. I don't like crabs. I don't like nothing looking at me with claws. But I love crab cakes. Nah, I don't eat nothing that have big eyes and have claws to say, I dare you eat me. Nah, I don't do that. No. I don't do crabs. You gotta break them open I eat crab cakes. But I don't do the crabs. Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm from Maryland, but I'm sorry, Marylanders. You know, I don't like nothing looking at me and have claws. Like they're gonna in Los Angeles. What about the Rams? Sorry, Baltimore. I don't mean to upset you, but close your ears for a minute. I'm just hoping that y'all in the playoff in NFL in that division. NFA division, and I'm just hoping that y'all go all the way to be the champions. Los Angeles needed y'all the Rams, y'all Los Angeles need this. The Dodgers took y'all to the World Series. Now the Rams, y'all need to take this country, y'all need to take this state and city to the Super Bowl. And win. Don't go there and lose. Go there and win. Okay? Knock the rest of your team off. Not go all the way up to the championship game. Win the championship. Go to the Super Bowl and win. Okay? That's all you have to do. That's it. I think y'all play us. I think y'all play Baltimore. This time, you need to win. Okay? Baltimore beat y'all last time. I'm not talking to the Rams. Over on the West Coast. Rams. Fans at the Rams, Los Angeles fans, you know what I'm talking about. You need to beat Baltimore, right? I'm sorry. I know I'm a Ram fan. I'm from Baltimore, from Baltimore, Maryland, but I'm a Ram. I'm a Ram. Ram it. Ram it down. That drops. I'm a Ram fan. I used to be Ravens fan. I'm a Ram fan. I don't want to use my listeners now. And Baltimore Ravens is a really good team. They're a really good team. And wish them the best. If they do win, I will be watching and everything. But I gotta go with my team, guys. I'm sorry. Dodgers and Rams. I gotta go with my team. One of my favorite top cities is Los Angeles. There's some hot women down there. Out there. I'm going to go get me one. I'm single, and I'm going to go get me one. And I'm not going to get me no rich woman in Los Angeles. I'm going to get me one who's on welfare, who's struggling. Because I'm a writer. I'm a successful black man on the East Coast. I'm a writer. And 52 years old, and from 35 to 45, that's what I'm looking for. Beautiful, smart, light-skinned, great, you know, medium milk, the accessible woman, you know, and it is just some smart woman in California, you know, give me a reason to move out there and live out there, you know, and like I said on the other episode, I would take her last name. She would marry me, I would take her last name. I'm a kid. I'm on the West Coast, you know, and I love Seattle too, love Washington. I plan to move out there in Washington because I love cold weather. I just love the snow. It don't snow here no more. And I just can't stand the rain and the moist and the clouds and fog and all that no more. It don't feel like winter here. But I'm on the north where it's snowing and up north. New York and stuff. I just love snow. I'm sorry. I just love snow. And I can get me a nice woman who's working, who's struggling, and she's like 35 to 45, live in Los Angeles. I'm making good money doing this, doing my YouTube channel, and, you know, I'm writing a book. My book is doing really good. Podcast show doing good. YouTube channel doing good. It's bringing in money. I'll take a little extra job on the side because I could do landscape and I can clean. So I could take a little small cleaning job out there, you know, and still do my show and all, and then have her as my manager and stuff like that. You know, give her a higher position. You know, yeah, that's, I'm trying to get the single woman who listening out there. You know, I'm not that good looking. I don't care. You know, I'm not good-looking guy. I mean, well, I am a good-looking guy. I think I am. God, I think I am. But I'm not, you know, I do have things. You know, well, take a look at my Facebook and stuff like that. I'm not a rich guy. I'm not a really smart guy. But I can do these shows. You know, I'm just the average guy, average black man who make mistakes, okay? I'm not trying to say, I'm not bragging that I'm a good-looking, handsome, no. I'm just an affable, normal, very smart, because I do this show, capable to work, successful, very successful, very challenging, and successful person, and single, and want somebody to love, to share my goals and my dreams. That's it. That's all I want. You know, some great woman who's struggling too. I don't care if you have children or not. Who's divorced, a widow, whoever. You know, who want to get out and travel, who loves traveling. I need a woman who loves traveling. I don't woman who lay around nothing saying, I can't. No. Got to travel. Because I love traveling, and that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be traveling. Because I got this show. I got listeners all over the world now. So they're going to want to hear from me and all. And I got to do the show now. And the people who helped me promote this got me people halfway across the country now. I started off with little people, this small amount of people listening. But I promote this and promote this and promote this. I got a big audience now. And I got to keep this show up. Even though I pre-recorded, I'm going to do some live shows now. And since I got really a big audience and everything, thanks for my promoters. Happy New Year, if y'all listening, from the New York Network, Podcast Network, and all the promoters who helped me promote this. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. I am amazed at what y'all did. Y'all got me listeners. Y'all put me out there. And this is just enough to go run on, you know, just to run on. And all the new listeners across the country and the world, like I said, we will be getting into some deep stuff in the government, Star Trek, especially deep Discovery. We definitely going to get on people who don't like Discovery. Discovery fans and I will get on the haters of Discovery. And those who are waiting for Strange New Worlds, if they cancel, like I said, if they cancel Discovery, I will not be watching it for half of the season. And the only reason I'm coming back to watch it because of Uhura. The woman who plays Uhura, that's the only reason I'm coming back. And the blind person. The person who's going to be playing the blind alien on Strange New Worlds. He had a disability. He's really blind. And that's the only reason I'm coming back too. I'm not coming back for number one. I'm not coming back for Christopher Pike. Okay? I don't really care about the captain or the number one. Don't care about him. No, I love him. I love Christopher Pike. I love his number one. I love the original Enterprise and all that. But I won't be watching it for them. And they better get Uhura a lot of parts. You know, the woman who plays Uhura, she better get a lot. She better not just be a background character like Michelle Nixon, who didn't get that much on the original series. We want to know a lot about this character, okay? She's out the Kamini, and we didn't get to know Lieutenant Uhura on the original Star Trek. We saw a lot of her lines in the movies and all. She didn't get that many lines in the movie either. So I'm just hoping that she will get one. And if these guys go from movie, Strange New Worlds, the cast go from TV to movie, that would be a great thing too. Okay, Paramount? Once the show ends, you should take this cast from TV to movie. Do this like they did back in the 60s when they made the motion picture. Take this cast from TV to movie. And do the same way with Discovery. Okay? Did Next Generation. So do Discovery too. Put them in the movie. And you still got time to bring back Deep Space Nine cast. And get a movie too. Alright? We would love to see a movie from Discovery. We would love to see a movie from the Strange New Worlds. Once they finish that TV run. Alright? So that's a good idea. You know, fans will love it. As long as there's a good story behind it. See the cast of Strange New Worlds on the big screen. You hit a home run. You will hit a home run. Don't just give us some bullcrap Star Trek movie like you did. The reboots. Okay? The reboots, I love them. Because they're J.J. Abrams. I love them. And most fans don't love them, but I do. But Paramount and CBS is back together. They reunited together. So take advantage of this. Take advantage of it. And when they finish their run, TV run, put them in the movies, okay? I'm telling you, if you don't have a story, just wait wait. And I'm in the movie. Okay? Same way, Discovery. We want to see them on the big screen, too. Because mostly Discovery is like a TV movie. I mean, it's amazing effects. I mean, it's a beautiful show. I mean, the bridge, the ship, the characters, the actors, they just bring amazing stuff to the show. I mean, Mr. Frank, who plays Riker, he directs some of the shows. He directs about 23 show episodes of Star Trek. And like Will Riker said, the guy who played Will, and he hosts the Ready Room, he said it, that's just like a whole season of Star Trek. And Jonathan Frank, who plays William Riker, he directs Star Trek. He's a really good director. I mean, he's a really good director. He ain't my favorite first officer. I'm sorry. I don't think Deep Space Nine had a first officer. Did Captain Sisko have a first officer? No. Yeah, he did. He had the other, the girl, the woman who had the funny jewelry on her ear. That's what his first officer. I forgot her name. Hey, it's New Year's. It will come back to me. I'm here as a Star Trek fan. It will come back to me. I'm a Deep Space Nine fan. It's a New Year, okay? It's January the 1st. I'm just getting up, okay? my brain is rebooting for the new year. But yeah. And Paramount CBS, it's not too late. It's not too late to give us a Deep Space Nine movie. We still got the characters. We still got the actors. And the guy who played Quark, I mean the guy who played Nog, will love it. Give him this movie. And the guy who played Odo, he would love it. Give both of them this movie. Okay? Those two guys are gone. They're in heaven. Give them this movie. Okay? I'm sure the Deep Space Nine fans would love to hear this too. But that's my opinion, okay? And I just hope Discovery will get a fifth season. Taking a mini break. And it will be back in February. So, and I guess after Picard is over, and after Picard is over, and we, you know, I like Picard too, but it's a low rating for me because it don't have all the Next Generation characters. And I'm still trying to get over why they gave him a single show. I just don't know why. He was just like Captain Kirk, you know, and Sisko. They just trying to make him more greater, and he really is, but he's the same level of Captain Kirk and all them, you know. And I'm not a big fan of, I'm a big fan of Next Generation, but he's just not my favorite captain. Captain Sisko is my number one captain. He's the baddest ass captain in Starfleet. He's my favorite captain. Defiant is my favorite ship. Love the Enterprise, but the Defiant is my favorite ship. Small ship, and it can kick ass. And when I play Star Trek Online, that's what I'm going to really do soon. And I play all, I go back, play the Enterprise, I get the Enterprise. I'm trying to get the Defiant. I'm trying to get up to that level to get the Defiant and all that stuff. But I'm just saying, you know. Of course, they got Discovery ship in there and all. I ain't played online yet for a long time. Because I take a break. I play them for a long time, and I take a break. Play the other games that I got. I got like 62 games I download on Xbox One. Yeah. I really got some games that I like. Shooting games. RPG games. Including all the Grand Theft Auto games. All the Saint Rose games. All the Far Cry games. And that's some of the games that I'm going to put on my YouTube channel. And I'm developing a YouTube channel. And I'm promoting that channel. Okay? So I want y'all to go over to YouTube channel. Get ready for the YouTube gaming channel. And I'm going to do episodes of each game. Each game that I got, I'm going to do an episode. And you're just going to watch me play. It's like they do on YouTube. They got gamers who do the YouTube channel. I'm going to do that too. I'm going to get promoters and all. And I'm also going to have a travel channel. That I'm going to travel to all the states and cities. And that's right. I'm coming to your city. Detroit is the first one because I want to see the Motor City. I want to see the Motor City. I want to learn about the Motor City. Back in the day when Detroit was Detroit. It's still Detroit. I love Detroit. I love the people of Detroit, Michigan. And y'all still the city. Hang in on that, guys. Detroit Lions fans, hang in there. Because sometimes teams do take a dive. They do take a dive and hit the ground real hard, okay? But your Lions will come back. Believe me, okay, your Lions and your baseball team will make a comeback. Believe me, they will. And don't give up on it, okay? You lost a lot of games. It's because you lost a lot of games this year. It don't mean that you're going to reboot next year. And just don't give up on it. And Lions fans all over the country and the world, don't get up on your Lions, okay? If you're in the Navy and you're in the military and you're from Detroit and you're a Lion fan and you're a Tiger fan, you're a Detroit Tiger fan and all, don't give up on them, okay? Keep watching them. Keep cheering for them. Keep going to the games, okay? We saw a lot of teams. I just watched a hockey team called the Red Wings. They brought over a lot of the Russian Five back in the 90s. 95 and all. They brought over some Russian players. And they called the Red Wings from Detroit. Y'all know your hockey team, right? Yeah. I watched a documentary of this morning. And when they brought the Russian Five over here, y'all lost a lot of games. It wasn't until, I think, like 98 when y'all won y'all Stanley Cup. And see? And this is what I'm talking about. Detroit came back. Their team came back. Red Wings came back. And they won. I think they won twice. I think 97, 98. And before y'all won the Stanley Cup, I think the documentary said y'all didn't win a championship game since 1955. And y'all was hungry. I seen the documentary, and I seen how hungry y'all was. Y'all was going to continue. Y'all was going to give up on this. Y'all had y'all Russian players. And this is just like the game of football. So that's why I'm saying Detroit will make a comeback. The Lions and the Tigers and the Red Wings, y'all got the team. See, we don't have no hockey team. We only got baseball and basketball. I mean, baseball and football here in Baltimore. I mean, this is a sport town. I just hope they bring a basketball team here and a hockey team here. This will make Baltimore great, too. This will put Baltimore on the map, too. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, we got a ringer. They don't do really nothing with it. So, just make up a hockey team. Try to get a hockey team and basketball team here, you know. I'm just saying, Baltimore, mayor, government, people who run this state and city, wake up. Wake up. You know, start from scratch. Recruit college players from all Yeah, let's recruit college players and build your basketball team, your hockey team, and every team that we need. Build them. Build them from scratch. You know? Don't have to bring another team over, take another city team. Build them from scratch. If you build it, they will come. I know you saw the Field of Dreams, and you hear that matches. If you build it, they will come. They will come all over the country and the world from this to this little city called Baltimore. I'm sure they will come from the UK, from Washington, from Hawaii, Alaska. If you build it, they will come. Okay, Mayor? Okay, Governor? Maryland, Baltimore, city, the Reeds, the city, the Dreams, the city going to make a big comeback, the city going to lead other cities into victory, the city is going to bring down its homicide lady. We're not going to stop believing, y'all. We're not going to give up on our government, the people who run this state and city. We're not going to give up on y'all. There's going to be somebody in that mayor office, in that city hall, in that government mansion. It's going to be somebody who's going to turn this city around and bring it back. We probably haven't got the right person yet. Governor Hogan, you're a good governor. You're a Republican and you're good. But you need to get some ideas on the table for your city. This is your city. You the governor. This is your Baltimore, okay? You don't only run the state, you run the city too. You overtop the mayor. You need to bring him to the mansion and sit down and talk to that young man. Y'all need to work together and build a plan and stop this nonsense on the streets. Our people are dying. Police officer should have never got shot. Those people should never had to experience that. And I'm just hoping that officer is making good recovery. I'm just hoping that she's in. I didn't hear the news or nothing like that. You know, I'm just hoping that nothing bad happened and she made a speedy recovery. And just hoping for the best of that family. I'm talking about the city, Baltimore City officer who was shot. And I'm just thinking good. I just don't want to say nothing bad. But the unexpected did happen. I'm really sorry. And this is just more reason that communities and people need to work together with the police. But I'm just hoping that you make a speedy recovery. And I'm hoping the best. And she's still here with us. And if she is, she listening, thank you for your service. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all the city officers who put their lives on the line. Baltimore City officers who put their life on the line. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There's people that do care for you. There's people who do respect the badge. From homicide to all divisions. I know it's bad cops in your force. And to all the cop police officers across the country, not only Baltimore, across the country, thank you for your service. Thank you for being good. Thank you for respecting the community that you serve. Take a cup, whatever you're drinking on the New Year's, or whenever you listen to this, take one cup of coffee or whatever, a soda, or your donuts. Look to your partner and say, hell yeah, I'm a badass. Okay? Just look at them and say, hell yeah. I'm a badass. Because you are. because you help people. When people run from the scene, you run towards the scene. Okay? Black, white, I don't care who you are. Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Baltimore, whatever city that you serve, state that you serve. If this not only in the United States, police are all over the world. From Russia to the UK to the United States. You serve. And for our country people, our soldiers who serve in the military, a really big thanks to you. And a happy new year to you. But you're away from your family, especially the people in the Navy who was on those ships for 6 months and longer. Really hats off to y'all. I mean, I wanted to join the Navy. I can only imagine being away from my family for about 6 months, 12 months, and missing birthdays and stuff like that. Really hats off to y'all guys. Because y'all going to the danger zone. And nowadays, it's really danger zone. The way the other countries is acting up. You know? And to Ukraine and Russia, we love y'all over here in the United States. Okay? We love y'all. The people of Ukraine and Russia, we love y'all. And we just hope that it won't be no invasion. There won't be no fighting. We're praying for y'all. We're praying that your two country presidents will work out a deal. And something good was going to happen out of this, okay? Just have hope in Putin, okay? You give Putin what he wants, you'll get what you want, okay? He's only human, and he's a child of God. He do have a heart, okay? I know the things that about him, you know, but I don't want to say bad things. No, I just want to keep it good things. Because that's what this podcast is for. And I think every country, even some countries who don't like America, I think every country need to get with God. And I still believe this world can be a way better place. If we can work together, we all can achieve goals that we want to achieve. We can cure cancer. We can cure all these dumb disease, including COVID-19. We need to work together, people. If we want to make the goals that we want to make the goals. Russia, China, United States, y'all want to reach the moon, reach Mars. You need to work together. You know? You got great scientists all in both of your countries. And all your countries are great. I'm just saying, I'm just a child of God, you know, and God, Jesus just want us to work together, love your neighbor. He just wants the best for us here on earth. He, you know, and just do your part to keep your country a good place. I know, I'm just hoping one day that China would change. That Russia will change. And it will come. If you keep praying, it will come. And those people who believe in God in Russia and people who believe in God in China, just keep praying, okay? Just keep hoping and praying. I know it's frustrating. It's sometimes it's hopeless. But change will come, okay? It took America a long time to change. Look what we've been through. Look what the Jewish people been through. Look at what the black African-American people been through. They're still going through slavery. No. Black Wall Street was one of the worst crimes in the United States. The worst terrorists in the United States to this day. I think to this day, this is one of the worst terrorists, domestic terrorists, that we ever seen and ever heard of. In the United States, swept it on the carpet. Black Wall Street could have been one of the first black successful neighborhoods. And they just erased it. It just took a highway, put it across there, and erased it. You know? And I think it was a terrible time in 1921. And when you swept something like that behind the carpet and you killed innocent people, children, and women and children, you're a monster. You're just a monster, you know? You nothing but devilish. I think Black Wall Street is even worse than 9/11. 9/11 is up there. A lot of people died, but I'm sorry. You took Black Wall Street and swept it under the rug. And you try to keep it out of the history books. We know about 9/11, left and right, bottom to top. But a lot of people died in that town too. And so people in Ukraine, people in Russia, people across the country, the world, United States got demons and skeletons in their closet too. We know better than the other countries that you live in. We know better. We're not on God's good list. Believe me, we're not. Okay? Because we wouldn't have tornadoes and people losing their homes and stuff like that if we was on God's good list. Probably on the bottom list. Other countries probably on the good list. Who knows? You know? But God loves us so much to keep us going. And keep blessing. Because he knows good people here who love him, who know him. And that's what everybody across the world and country need to know. And we need to bring this, we need to bring this back. And we just do. Probably we're going to be talking about UFOs, like I say, the shadow people, the Raven people, Raven Ranch, the Shadow Ranch, the Shadow People, UFOs, paranormal, and all those things. And this, hopefully this will be one of your favorite podcasts. I'm trying to do the best I can, okay? Still new with this, season 3. But all I can promise you, God's going to make it better too, okay? Because I believe in God, and I know God's going to make it. Make this show really good for all listeners. And I'm going to get more listeners. I'm going to get more countries. I'm going to get more states. And I'm just saying, and the reason I'm on my country, my state, and my city, because we need people. We need to bring back the business here. I see a lot of business leave, especially my favorite bookstore. It's gone from downtown. And it shouldn't have to leave. Barnes & Noble need to come back downtown. That's one of my favorite bookstores. One of my favorite hangout spots. So, that's why I'm getting on the mayor and the governor of Baltimore and Maryland. Need to bring back. I mean, if you bring back the people, bring back the sports, make some more sports. Take those college players, all those college players, and build a team. Basketball team, hockey team, so on. We got baseball. They need Orioles need to start from scratch and work their way back up. And they will. We will. We will be in the playoff before this decade is out. I know we will. Before this decade is out, the Orioles will be in playoffs. And we will be in the championship game before this decade is out. Before 2030 is here, you will see the Orioles on top. And you're going to say, wow. Everyone around the country, in the world, going to say, wow. How he know that? I'm Corey Whitlock. I'm calling it. For Orioles fans, come off me with this. You know it. So when you go to the Orioles games, let the world, let the country hear you. Bang your seats. Get those players in motion. Okay? Bang those seats. Start singing the Orioles song. Just do it. Okay? When you go to Orioles game, the first Orioles game of the season, start making noise. Okay? Bang your seats. Stand up on seats. Bang them. Do anything to keep the other players, distract the other players. Our team is up. They at bat. Distract the pitcher. Do everything you can to distract the pitcher. Okay? It will, the noise will get to them. Believe me. We need to make some noise downtown. I need to hear from here, where I'm at. I'm uptown. I need to hear the fans from Oyo Stadium, from up here, on Liberty Heights, up here, around Liberty Heights, in Grenoble area. Okay? I need to hit the fans. Okay? Well, by that time, I will be moved. I'll be to a new apartment, but I need to hit the fans where I'm at. Okay? I know you can do it. The Ravens fans can do it. The Warriors fans can do it. Because y'all the same. It's Ravens fans and Warriors fans. So, and then y'all mix together. And some of the Ravens fans, who are just Ravens fans, y'all need to come over and help the Warriors fans. Make some noise. So, that's what I'm going to leave everybody with for this new year. Thanks again to my promoters. Speaker, all my promoters who got me, listeners and all, thank you again, over and over and over again. I can't be so happy what I got. And thank you for the help and promote and this hope that we will be working together in the future. I will be coming back to y'all and getting y'all gig and getting y'all hopefully. We'll get more fans, more people. And all my listeners who are listening now, push that like button. I need more people to like the show. Okay? Just push the like button. I got a lot of downloads. 1,200 downloads. I need the people to like to get likes. I need 1,200 likes too, or more. I got a lot of followers. I need a lot of people to follow me. Okay, my new book is coming out called Mr. Boogie Shoes. It will be out April the 21st. Go on Amazon, Corey Whitlock. Type in Corey Whitlock or Mr. Boogie Shoes. It's about two guys and an alien who come here to warn us about an invasion. Okay, and the code name, code operation is called Mr. Boogie Shoes. And the government found out, and these two guys who worked for the government found him, his crash ship and his ship. They took him and ate him. And now the government and people and men in black and all is chasing these people down. And they go to the cities and stuff, chasing them down, trying to find this person. And he's here to warn us about a big invasion from our book that's coming up later in 3 years. It's a four-part book called Planet 3492. And this is the first book. It's the backstory of Planet 3492 that's coming. And that book won't be coming for a while. But Mr. Boogie Shoes is part of that book. And it's the backstory of that book. Okay? So if you buy Mr. Boogie Shoes, you're definitely going to like Planet 3492. Because it's a continuous story of Mr. Boogie Shoes. And my other books is coming too. Got a book coming October the 7th of 2022. And got more books coming down the road. Like I said, I'm an author. I'm a writer. I write books on Amazon. Download it, ebook. Buy it on print. Also, my book, Burning, Loving, and Sky. Burning Love and Ocean and Sky. Go download that book. I mean, if you buy it on print, you buy the print book, pocketbook, you ain't gonna be able to read it because the print is really small. I'm warning y'all, okay? Buy the ebook because you will be able to read it. Also, Alexa, she will read it to you. Just ask Alexa to download it for you. If you got Alexa, it's called Burning Love in Ocean and Sky by Corey Whitlock. Just ask Alexa, she'll read it. She'll read the whole entire book to you. And it's a good book. It's a good story. And I love writing. That's one of my top jobs. Besides my go out physical job that I go out and do every day, 5 days a week. That job is okay too. It helped pay for this place that I'm in. And all. And also helped pay for the show. And all that I do. You know, it pays the bills. Just say that. It pays the bills. And once again, everyone, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope everyone who's listening will continue listening. Please, please put like. Go to my YouTube page. Make your comments. Star Trek fans, I love you. Discovery Star Trek fans, I love you. The ones who don't like Discovery, I love you. You're still Star Trek fans. Because I still love Next Generation, the old Star Trek too. And Happy New Year to all cast and crew of Star Trek, Paramount, CBS, people who make Star Trek, people who are working on Star Wars, Disney. We love you, and we can't wait for your great work to be on stream and TV. We want more. We want more. We want more. We love y'all. We know y'all can do it. All the hard work people in Hollywood, all the hard work people in the country, Democrats and Republicans, and everyone. Michael, Jessica, Myra, Ashley, Donald, and we love you. Live long and prosper. May the force of Jesus be with you always.